Let's go to West of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Alwyn from Ronan Park.
Hello, Alwyn. Go ahead.
Oh, good evening. I'm Dr. Nepi and George. Dr. Nepi, I would like to explain what happens to me, and maybe you can tell me for sure if they're deja vus. Usually, I'm with somebody, and I'll be going along, and all of a sudden, it starts creeping up on me, and then it peaks. It's like, and it's a wonderful feeling. It's really nostalgic, and it's like I'm in another space and time, even though I know I'm there right now. And the other day, I was riding with a friend, and it started to happen to me, and I turned around and looked at him, and I said, have we done this before? And they're never bad experiences. They're always very nostalgic, and no, I cannot exactly pinpoint what it's about.
All right. Well, one of the key features that you outlined here is, has it happened before? And yet you know it has not happened before. If that is so, by definition, it would imply déjà vu. Now, there's a little variation here, and your variation is simply this. It sounds as if you're having almost exactly the same experience each time.
It could be different things. I mean, it could be different places. It could be, but they are always very nostalgic.
All right. So that nostalgia is fine. It's just if it was exactly the same each time, stepwise, going from the one to the next to the next. One would wonder why. Is there something going on in the brain, some kind of firing that is linked up with this? And again, this is not intended to be medical diagnosis. We're talking about something just broadly with one or two little facts.
Yeah.
But the part that's intriguing to me is two aspects. The one is the build-up, the peak, as opposed to it being initially somewhat familiar and then almost disappearing quickly, that sense of familiarity. And the other is this sense of space-time distortion.
Mm-hmm.
And then a throw-in of this sense of nostalgia. In other words, there's a certain emotionality linked with it.
Mm-hmm.
And those three almost create more of an experience. It's almost like, have I lived through this before? Have I, in a broader way, experienced this before? One uses the term déjà vu sometimes to describe this kind of happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, do you have any kind of subjective paranormal kinds of experiences?
Yes, I do.
And with these, do you sometimes have an awareness of what will happen next or what has happened just before in the past?
Absolutely.
In other words, there's this distortion in terms of time, but a distortion that is good for you because you have a specific knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were schizophrenic, for example, you'd say, yeah, I know what's going to happen before, but it would all be vague. You couldn't describe it.
Mm-hmm.
You're describing this. So there's the peak, the space-time, the nostalgia, and the distortion in terms of time,
mm-hmm.
where just briefly, it sounds like this is tending towards the subjective paranormal kind of déjà vu.
Okay.
And it would fit in that in terms of the fact that you have subjective paranormal experiences. Now, again, with a few facts, it's hard as a scientist
right.
to definitely make an evaluation, but that's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Very exciting, very nice, and I would even appreciate you're writing up that and sending it to me.
Is it abnormal?
No.
Or normal to have déjà vu experiences?
Well, you can see this is a beautiful example where it's certainly not abnormal. It heightens the person's life. It can be abnormal in certain conditions. We've said temporal lobe epilepsy, schizophrenia, psychosis. But this is very much... This is intriguing, and this assists one's happiness. You mentioned the nostalgia.
How come I can never have deja vu when I'm at the horse races?
Because then it would be appropriate familiarity. What you can do is you can learn which horses are the quickest, and you can bet on those and say, well, he won again. But, of course, that's appropriate familiarity, and that's using logic. It's not deja vu.
Back to the phones we go. First-time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi there, George.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I had a quick comment and a question for you.
All right, go ahead.
I've had this deja vu that comes in dreams and real estate. The first happened when I was a very young child, and I saw a picture of a reading book of a tiger, and then a week later we were reading the same book. I had never seen that before, but I realized that I had in the dream. The second was I dreamed about a snake attacking me, and I saved my mom, but and so I died. 2 months later, she died in real time. The second time was while I was in the Navy making an important decision, and I was awake, and I had this frozen time thing of deja vu, I think, of whether to make this decision or not this decision. And so it clicked when it was like a pivotal point I thought of my life. So my question is, can deja vu tell you that you are maybe you've been reincarnated again and again until you have this certain deja vu, which will at every step continue on, or until you make the right decision, and then you go on further in your life, and if you make the wrong decision, like when you say you were 60, then you reincarnate it again, and then until you make every decision. I don't know. That was my question. And I listen off the air. Thank you.
Thank you. You've asked a wonderful question and a very difficult one. And there's several components to your question, so I will just take a few of those components.
Okay, sure.
Component number one is there's a question of whether or not you're actually having deja vu. You may be having subjective precognition. In other words, you dream something, and then you have your tiger experience.
Fine line there, though, isn't there, Doctor?
Pardon?
There's a very fine line there between
very
the two.
Very fine line indeed. Very fine line. And the fine line is, it's happening. Wait a minute, I dreamt about it last week, and I know exactly when I dreamt about it, and I can describe that dream with even some more features. Then it's the actualization of a precognition, but very fine line indeed. The example of the snake and the few months later and the metaphorical meanings also linked there may have precognitive components as well. And now, then you go to the next question in terms of the jump. I'm having this repetitively. Could it mean that there is a meaning here where I have been reincarnated, or I'm trying to re-experience the same experience the whole time to learn something? Well, that goes beyond deja vu. That goes to philosophical hypotheses. That goes to the mystical. That goes to thinking about something and maybe setting up a proper explanation, but that explanation is right for you. It may not be correct for anyone else. Sometimes one almost ought to take that happening, say, what was its meaning for me? And a different person having the same experience may have an entirely different meaning.